If you can keep your head when all about you are losing theirs and blaming it on you.
Well, he'd been a very unhappy man. He'd lost the daughter that meant everything to him, the best beloved he'd written the Jungle Book and the Just So stories for.
If you can trust yourself when all men doubt you, but make allowance for their doubting too.
In the years before World War I, here at Bateman's, Kipling was writing and speaking about the need to be ready.
If you can wait and not be tired by waiting, or being lied about, don't deal in lies, or being hated, don't give way to hating, and yet don't look too good nor talk too wise.
Kipling's son John was keen to enlist.
The guns have been going deafeningly all day without a single stop. Funny to think one will be in the thick of it tomorrow.
He died at the Battle of Loos on September the 27th, 1915.
If you can make one heap of all your winnings and risk it on one turn of pitch and toss and lose and start again at your beginnings and never breathe a word about your loss.
Kipling carried on his writing work. He was working for the government and also working for newspapers.
If you can force your heart and nerve and sinew to serve your turn long after they are gone, and so hold on when there is nothing in you except the will which says to them, hold on.
In 1916, Kipling wrote one of the most moving poems of the First World War.
I think My Boy Jack is such a moving, wonderful piece of poetry that we owe it to Kipling to understand it better.
If you can talk with crowds and keep your virtue, or walk with kings, nor lose the common touch.
Kipling was specifically asked to think about how to commemorate the number of missing, but also he was finally responsible for all inscriptions on the headstones and memorials.
If neither foes nor loving friends can hurt you, if all men count with you, but none too much.
Kipling's poetry about the Great War, about individual actions, about the people and the politics, is an important reflection. And so I think we should read his work alongside that of the soldier poets.
Rudyard Kipling's poems found their mark, powered by political dissatisfaction and personal loss.
Bateman's was his holy of holies, his one true and final home.
Poetry written here at home tells every bit as much as poetry written on the front line.
If you can fill the unforgiving minute with 60 seconds worth of distance run, yours is the earth and everything that's in it. And, which is more, you'll be a man, my son.